Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Word for the Day with Ray. Before we begin, let's pray. Heavenly Father, once again, we join together with you and everyone who is listening and your Word, expecting to hear from you through your Word today. I pray by your Holy Spirit, you will teach us more about you, your Son Jesus, and the way that we're to live in this life and ways of God. And we give you thanks that you'll do that in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, Should I Not Spare Nineveh? And it comes from the last verse in the book of Jonah, Jonah chapter 4 and verse 11. As Jonah sat sweltering in the heat of the vehement east wind prepared by the Lord, he grieved over the destruction of the gourd that sheltered him. The Lord asked him if he did well to be angry for the gourd. And when Jonah responded that he did, even unto death, God reasoned with him about his pity for the gourd that came up in a night and perished in a night, for which he neither labored nor made to grow. In chapter 4 and verse 11 of this prophecy, God asked Jonah, Should I not spare Nineveh? Where we read, And should I not spare Nineveh, that great city, wherein are more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle? The verse begins, And should I not spare Nineveh, that great city? The writer began with the words, And should I not spare, which refers to, shouldn't the Lord regard, pity, look upon with compassion, Nineveh, which means the abode of Ninus, and was the capital of the ancient kingdom of Assyria, that great city or that large, intense, loud, and important town and guarded place of waking. Since Jonah had compassion and pity upon a simple gourd, doesn't it make sense that God would have compassion and pity upon the great city of Nineveh? The verse goes on to say, Wherein are more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle. The writer continued, Wherein are more than, or subsequently numerous, many, enlarged and increased above, 60,000, or 120,000 persons, which means mankind or human beings, that cannot discern, which means they don't know, perceive, see, find out, discriminate, or distinguish their right hand, or the hand on the right side of the body, and their left hand, which means the hand on the left side of the body, and also much or many abounding great and strong cattle, which refers to the beasts, animals, and livestock. The idea of the 120,000 people who could not discern between their right and left hands is children who are naive to these things. These were innocent children located all over the city of Nineveh. And there were cattle there as well that were not responsible for the reprehensible behavior of which was repented. When we meditate upon the words in this verse, we see the graciousness and mercy of our loving Heavenly Father. God knew the children who lived in the city of Nineveh, and He knew there were animals that were not responsible for the wicked behavior of the city. The Lord was ready to spare the city of Nineveh, not only because of their repentance, but also because there were innocent ones who lived there. The Lord Jesus is compassionate and merciful upon those who are innocent today, and He desires those who act wickedly to turn from their ways and cling to Him. Although we do not know what eventually happened with Jonah, we certainly know how and why the Lord extended His grace to Nineveh. Perhaps those reading this entry will see the compassion and pity of our Lord and turn to Jesus, to His extended hand of salvation, while it may be gained. Next time, we begin a new book in the New Testament called Galatians, and we'll see what Paul the Apostle wrote to the people of Galatia. So if you'd like, read ahead, and we shall join together then in a new book. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.